Thank you very much, Rabbi Singer, for the kind words of introduction and giving me, again, an opportunity to say Dvar Torah. We have the whole night till Yigiyas Zman Krishna Sol Chakra, so we have plenty of time. It's a very broad topic, but it'll be short. I want to talk about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Gevulas Eretz Yisrael, specifically on two parts of Eretz Yisrael. One is Eretz Plishtim, near the Mediterranean, on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, and mainly on the other side, the Eiver HaYarden Mizrach HaShemesh, the east bank of Eretz Yisrael. If both of those are really part of Eretz Yisrael or they're not part of Eretz Yisrael. Let's start with Eretz Plishtim. Now, Eretz Plishtim, Plishtim are not from the Zion Umos. Right, we look in the Chumash, so Canaan had his children, and those Zion Umos, the Ten Umos, were the children of Canaan. Mitzrayim and Plishtim were not the children of Canaan. They were rather a brother from Chum, but they were not the children of Canaan. So it would seem that why should Eretz Plishtim be considered part of Eretz Yisrael? They're not from the Zion Umos. However, we know it's a well-known Rashi in Parshas Toldos that Avraham Avinu, when there was a Rav, he went to Mitzrayim. There was another Rav in the time of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak wanted also to go to Eretz Mitzrayim. And then Ribono Shel Olam said, no, I don't want you to leave Eretz Yisrael. You're an Ola Tmima. You were brought up as a carbon. You have to stay only in Eretz Yisrael. And he told them, where should you stay? Shechem Bar Zizot, you should stay in Eretz Plishtim. So you see quite clearly, well, why is Eretz Plishtim any better than Eretz Mitzrayim? Eretz Mitzrayim is not Eretz Yisrael. The Plishtim isn't Eretz Yisrael either. So yet, the Ribono Shel Olam said, stay in Eretz Plishtim. So Teretz is, Eretz Plishtim is considered Eretz Yisrael. We just got to see why. Now, of course, the Plishtim are on the southwest border of Eretz Yisrael at the Mediterranean, but in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. So now there is an interesting Rashi, which Rashi says that later when Yitzchak planted, there was, you know, there was a Rav, that in that land and in that year he had such a tremendous bounty. So what's this emphasis on that land, Eretz Ahi? So Rashi says, well, you know, even though it's not really as choshev as Eretz Yisrael proper, but it has to be that it is Eretz Yisrael, but for whatever, in whatever way, Eretz Plishtim is not choshev, and the pasuk is saying that even it was Eretz Ahi, and it wasn't choshev as Eretz Yisrael proper of the Zion Umos, he still had such a tremendous bounty. But so it seems that, yes, it might be Eretz Yisrael, but let's just see, why is it Eretz Yisrael, or is it Eretz Yisrael? So it's really a Befereshe Pasuk at the end of Sefer Yehoshua. The Pasuk says that Yeshua is getting older, and the Pasuk it says that there is so much land to be conquered, and the Pasuk mentions specifically the Chamesha Sarnei Plishtim, Azo and Akron and Ashkelon, the five groups of the Plishtim families, Laknani Techoshev Chamesha Sarnei Plishtim, that Eretz Plishtim really is considered Laknani Techoshev, it is considered Eretz Canaan, and therefore it is Eretz Yisrael. So why? Why is it Eretz Yisrael? So the Rabban explains that. The Rabban of Chumash says that originally, when Noah divided the world, and Canaan got the land, which later became Eretz Plishtim, meaning Canaan's children took over that whole area, that was their Yerusha that they got. And later, the Plishtim, who came from Mitzrayim, they conquered part of Eretz Yisrael, and they took it for themselves. So the Eretz Plishtim is now owned by the Plishtim, but it really is the land of the Zion Umos, and because it's the land of the Zion Umos, it is considered Eretz Yisrael, and it's part of the Nachla of Klal Yisrael. So it might be like a little lower Madrega, because like Rashi says, by Eretz Ahi, that it's not Eretz Yisrael proper, I guess because it wasn't run by the Zion Umos, but Al Kaponim, it is halachically, there is no question that the Eretz Plishtim is considered part of Eretz Yisrael. That's what I think is very clear. I mean, it's a Beferesh Pasuk. You have the Rashi and Chumash. There is a Chavis Yor, and I'm not so sure I understand it. Right in the beginning, there's several kashas back and forth between the Chavis Yor and a contemporary, I think the Nachba Shiva. And there he says that, Eretz Plishtim isn't there, it's Israel. And he says, it's a Mefarish Pasuk in today's Sedra. In the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, he says, Lo Nochem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim Kikarov. That's all he says. What is the derive from there that it's not Eretz Israel? So I assume he's understanding, because the Pasuk says, well, he didn't send them as a shortcut, Derech Eretz Plishtim, meaning going to Eretz Plishtim is not going to Eretz Israel. But it's a derech Eretz Plishtim. It's a way to get to Eretz Yisrael. And I think that's his raya, that it must be that Eretz Plishtim is really not part of Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, Ramban himself says that even though Eretz Plishtim is Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't mean the whole Eretz Plishtim is necessarily Eretz Yisrael. Ramban says, Ulai, it's a chamesha sarnei Plishtim, those five family groups that the Pasuk mentions in Sefer Yeshua, the Knani Techoshev Chamesh Yisani Plishtim. But it could be that the Ramban said there were other lands of Plishtim that were not Eretz Yisrael because they were not part of the Nachla of the Zayinumos. So Mela, they could both be true. Some of Eretz Plishtim is Eretz Yisrael, like the Pasuk says, the Knani Techoshev Chamesh Yisani Plishtim. And some of Eretz Plishtim is only a derech to get to Eretz Yisrael. It's a shortcut. But it really isn't Eretz Yisrael like the Chavishah or Tainis. I just want to mention, the Pasuk in Yeshua is very interesting. The Pasuk says, Zos Haaretz HaNisharis. This is a land that hasn't been conquered. It says, Kloglulos HaPlishtim. And it starts, Min HaShikhar. Shikhar is a river. Min HaShikhar Shal Pnei Mitzrayim. That's the edge of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashi, the Radak, the Targum Yonasan and Chumash, many Rishonim learned that Shichor is the Nilus, the Nile River, which means that really Eretz Yisrael, when the Torah calls it Nachal Mitzrayim, the river of Mitzrayim, well, what is the river of Mitzrayim? So the Shichor, those Rishonim learned, means the Nilus. On the other hand, Sadia Gaon, Rabbi Ezra, they all say it's not true, it can't be. And the Radvaz's Lashon is, he says, it's a toast meforsemes. It's like a well-known mistake, but it's not, in spite of the fact that it's Rashi and Radak, you know, his Lashon is a toast meforsemes. And Eretz Yisrael does not go all the way south into Mitzrayim proper, which is Nilus, because that Mitzrayim is Mitzrayim, and Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but Al Kaponim, we have that at least a good part of Eretz Plishtim on the west side belongs to the Yidden. It's part of Eretz Yisrael, Minat Torah, all the mitzvahs, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because even though the Plishtim are not part of Bnei Knan, they're part of the children of Mitzrayim, but they had taken the land from the people of Canaan, the children of Canaan, so therefore we don't lose our rights to it and it's still our land. That's what I wanted to start off saying a little bit about Eretz Plishtim. Now we want to focus on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, the east bank. Right, of course, the West Bank that the world tumbles on. Of course, that's it. That's Mamish Eretz Yisrael. But how about the East Bank of Eretz Yisrael, meaning Jordan, what today is Jordan? Is that Eretz Yisrael or not? We know it, of course, that this was when Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, and they conquered the East Bank of Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason they conquered is because Sichon Lo came to attack them. Moshe Rabbeinu's initial attempt was that they would let us through, we're just going to go, we're not going to bother with taking the East Bank, at least not at that time. We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Sichon Vaog attacked them, they got the land, and B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven wanted the land, and I said, look, we have a lot of animals, we need all the fertile land for the livestock, so we would like to have that, and Moshe Rabbeinu consented on condition that B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven continue the war effort to go in Eretz Yisrael proper, and conquer Eretz Yisrael to help the Yidden out. And then when they're all done, which was like 14 years later, after Kivush and Chalukah, the Negad of Bnei Reuven returned back to the East Bank, and the Yeshua sent them, and it seemed they're going to live happily ever after. But not so. At the end of Sefer Yeshua, after Yeshua sends them back, he gives them a bracha, you know, you did what you promised, you said you'd help, you helped. Okay, then they come back, and then they do something extremely strange, which almost led to a major civil war, a major bloodbath. Then Yeshua is still living. This is after Shiloh was set up. That was the base of Migdash, the Mishkan, in Shiloh. So Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven go back to their east bank of Eretz Yisrael, And they build a mizbeach right on the their side, on the banks of the river, of the Yarden River, on the east bank. They build a big mizbeach. And I said, what are they doing? First of all, in time of Shiloh, Bomos Rossi, you can't have a private place to build a thing. But this is worse than Isser Bomos. Number one, it looks like they're trying to break away from Klal Yisrael. You know, you Klal Yisrael, you have your Mishkan, you have your Beis HaMikdash, you have it in Shiloh. Well, we have ours on our side of the river. So it's even probably even worse than if the Choshes are going to make Avodah Zarah. But here they're really trying to break away from Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael sends, prepared for war. They sent in the Nesiim, including Pinchas, to see what in the world are they doing. So Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven told them, no, you got it all wrong. This is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to do something else. We're worried down the line. You know, we're geographically separated from you. We have the Yarden in between. What happens if years down the line, you, meaning the 10 tribes that are on the west bank, or 9.5 tribes that are on the west bank of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to tell us, you know, you, the 9 tribes, they're the Jews, and we're on the other side of the river. We have nothing to do with Torah. We're not part of Klal Yisrael. So we wanted to make a mizbeach to show that we are not to use for kabbanis. It's only lamara for appearance. Just to show, like, it's like a, they put up, like, a Mug and David on their side of the border. So we are part of Klal Yisrael. And Pinchas accepted it. They brought it. And Baruch Hashem, the blood libel was averted. I mean, there was no civil war. But that's the story. And I'll get how this ties into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Just want to mention that Netziv learns, even though that's a nice reading of the story, but the Jews on the East Bank did have some nefarious ideas in mind. They weren't going to break away from Klal Yisrael. They didn't want to abandon Torah, but they wanted to have their autonomy. That you Jews are in the 9.5, that's you're going to run the government. We're only 2.5 shot, and we want to have our own government. And Pinchas obscured it not to avoid a bloodbath. But they weren't 100%, the Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven weren't 100% innocent in what they did. But at least they weren't out to secede from Klal Yisrael, to secede from Torah. That's how the Netziv learns. Okay. So when the Yidden are discussing it with Bnei Gad of Bnei Reuven, when they ask them, what in the world are you doing, you know, that you're building your own Mizbeach? So they say a very interesting expression. They say, "Im tmeyo eretz achuzaskan." If you're not happy that you're in the East Bank, because it's tmeyo, it's not a kosher land. It's a tmeyadika land. So you know what? That's why you're building Mizbeach. You're trying to break away. You want to get out of this deal. Not a problem. You could come move over to our side. We'll let you come back into Eretz Yisrael proper. If you feel that you're disappointed with what you got, and it's Eretz Tmeya, you could go ahead and move in on our side. Now, what does this mean that they're calling the Eber Yarden, in the East Bank of Eretz Yisrael, is called Eretz Tmeya? So there's a Machlokas Rashi and the Radak. Rashi learns, yeah, it really is lacking something. It doesn't really have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi Loshen is, Im Tmeya Eretz Achuzaskan. Why is it Tmei? Shelo Bocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hashas Bo Shechinaso. You don't have the Hashras HaShechina in the East Bank. In Eretz Yisrael, yes, of course you do, but in Eretz Yisrael proper. In the East Bank, even though it's connected to Israel, but it's not Roy for Ashros HaShechina. That's what Rashi, we'll see what that means. The Radak says, no, this isn't true. He says, Im Tmeyahi Be'einechem, meaning that, of course, it's not Tomei. It's just as good as Eretz Yisrael proper. This is was given to Moshe. It was conquered by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the Eretz Sichon Va'og, which is part of the Zion Umos. It is just as Tohor as Eretz Yisrael proper. But im tmeyo hi beinechem, if in your perception you think that the East Bank is second rate, and you have regrets that you wound up on the something which you think is Eretz Tmeya, not a problem. You know, you could come ahead and move over to our side. So that's what, so we have this Machlokas Rashi and the Radak. What is the Ruchniistic level of the East Bank of Israel? So let's first discuss mitzvos, and then we'll talk about Kedusha. And are they connected? Could you have one without the other? So as far as mitzvahs hatluyos baretz, we know trumas, maaseres, shmita, there are all these inyanim are apply only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. How about Eber Yadin? So there's many mishnayot with the same lashon, gimel aratzos lebiur for shilchos shmita, gimel aratzos lenisuyin. That Eretz Yisrael is divided into three parts, gimel aratzos, which is what Yehuda. And Yehuda and Galil, so those are in the West Bank, the whole West Bank, I mean, the whole Eretz Yisrael, in other words, and Eivre HaYarden, the East Bank. So you have all these Mishnayos that say that the East Bank is part of Eretz Yisrael, Gimel HaRatzos L'Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam brings it down, and the Rishonim say very clearly that it means that all the mitzvahs at Tluyos Ba'aretz are included. Or no leg apply in all three lands, Yehuda Golo, but also in Eivre HaYarden. And that's what all the Rishonim say. So it's possible that as far as mitzvahs HaKluyos Ba'aretz, Eivre HaYarden is included just as much. But how about other inyanim? And there's a very fascinating Tashbatz. The Tashbatz, Tashbates technically, lives a little before the Beis Yosef. He's one of the later Rishonim, early Achronim, and he wrote a tshuva about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and he points out like this, that he says like this, that there's two different things. There's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Hashras HaShechina, in other words, the Ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, and you have the mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz, the mitzvahs that you got to do. So he says, the mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz, definitely, Minatora is our knowing in the East Bank, like I said, because Gemara says Gimel Aratzos for Shemitah, Gimel Aratzos for Challah, Gimel Aratzos for everything. There's a whole bunch of Mishnayos, Yishalmi. So the East Bank is definitely part of Eretz Yisrael as far as Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz. But he said there's a completely different dimension which Eretz Yisrael does not have, the East Bank does not have. And that's the Ruchnius, the spiritual element of Eretz Yisrael. For example, he lists all the Gemaras. The Gemara says, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a Ribbono Shel Olam. If you live in Chutz Laretz, you don't have a Ribbono Shel Olam. Or being buried in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Indian to be buried in a Kavur in Eretz Yisrael. There's all those Ruchniistic aspects. Eivre HaYarden does not have that. Meaning, again, the East Bank of Eretz Yisrael does not have that. That's only in Eretz Yisrael proper. And he brings a Gemara. The Gemara says that the land where, in other words, talking about Kvur in Eretz Yisrael, said, look, Moshe and Aaron weren't Zocha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be Zocha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So now Aaron was buried in Mamash of Chutz Laretz. Moshe Ben was buried in the East Bank. And it seems to say both of them, neither of them were Zocha to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Ben was buried in the East Bank. Isn't that Eretz Yisrael? It was conquered by Moshe Ben and Sikh involved. He says, yeah, but that doesn't have the Ruchniistic element of Eretz Yisrael. He brings a whole bunch of other chazals. He says that it says, Kol Adar Beretz Yisrael is Shari Blo Ovon, that a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is Mokol is Avderos, and that Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim, you have a better understanding of there. All those Ruchniistic elements of Eretz Yisrael only apply to the Eretz Yisrael proper and not to the East Bank. So that's when he reaches his conclusion that there are two different things. You could have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and there's Mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael proper has obviously the Mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael and has the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eivre HaYarden has the Mitzvahs at Tluyos Ba'aretz Min HaTorah, but it does not have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But it's halachically Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have the Kedusha. And therefore he concludes, back to the Machlokas, Rashi and Radak, that Rashi learns in Tmeya Eretz HaChazaskan that it's not Roy for Ashros HaShechina. He says that is the correct way. It really is not Roy for Ashros HaShechina, meaning all the Ruchnistic in Yonim it doesn't have. And now like the Radak says that it's only Tmehi Beinechem, in your perception it's Tamei, but it really is not Tamei. And he says, no, Rashi is right. Eivre HaYarden, the East Bank, does not really have the Ruchniistic element of Eretz Yisrael. The Sephornu says the same thing. He talks about the East Bank. He says that Moshe Benu didn't divide the East Bank by a goral. Everything else went by a goral. The lotteries and whoever won which part of land. Every item was just given out within a lottery because the goral was done with Ruach HaKodesh. You need the Hashras HaShchina for that. So the Sephora says that every item in the East Bank does not have the Hashras HaShchina. So that's what the Tashbat says. Now, part of this discussion is, was there a Krisis Bris on Aver HaYarden that we should get it? Because it seems from the Psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to not attack it at all, and leave it go, and maybe down the line, Yeshua will get it. But he wasn't going to take it at all. So was there a Krisis Bris for the Yidden to get the East Bank? And that could be part of it. If there was a Krisis Bris, so it's the Eretz that was given to Avraham Avinu, then you could hear that it has the Kiddush also, or maybe it's not. There wasn't a Krisis Bris. There's a big machlokas on this. The Ramban says that there definitely was Nichris Bris, the Bris Ben Absalom to give Avraham Avinu the East Bank. Archaim says no. So there's a lot of discussion about the Madrega of the East Bank. Now, there is another Inyan that it could get the Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael without the Kiddusha, even if it wasn't part of the Krisis Bris. And that's something that's called Kivush Rabin, which means that if Klal Yisrael, with the approval of the Sanhedrin and all the Klal Yisrael gets involved, it's not a private effort, if they go ahead and conquer all the way up in Turkey, which is certainly not an Eretz Yisrael. But there's something that the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in the beginning of David Devarim, it's also the same Pasuk in the beginning of Yeshua, that anything that was conquered by the Klal Yisrael gets all the mitzvahs of Luis Boris are no Ikshan, and the Ram Paskins like that. And so the question which Achronim discussed, again, the East Bank, why is it there? So why are the mitzvahs of Luis Boris knowing there? Is it because it was given to Avraham Avinu, there was a Krisis Bris, and therefore it's like Yisrael and the mitzvahs are knowing? Or maybe not, it has nothing to do with that. It really wasn't given to Avraham Avinu. We conquered it, so we conquered it. It's good. So it's like Kibush Rabim. Kibush Rabim gets the mitzvahs of Luis Boris. Yes, but that's only because they had it. This came first geographically. So you're right. In other words, it says the David HaMelech was Surya. He didn't have a din of Kibush Rabim because he did it before he conquered all Eretz Yisrael. But here it was on the way and they couldn't get there, so it would have half a year. So therefore, he could still have a din of Kibush Rabim. And that's what Achronim discussed. And there's a very interesting Radvaz, which fits in with this discussion about mitzvahs versus Kedusha. The Radvaz says, he goes in the Rambam, says, Kivush Rabim is Eretz Yisrael, all the mitzvahs are knowing they're min HaTorah. Zok the Radvaz, but Levi Mahasis B'davar, it bothers me. You know, I can hear, okay, there's mitzvahs there, but to have Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael in Turkey, just because we conquered it, it's hard to hear. What is he, I mean, make it easy. If you have the mitzvahs that Luis Boretz, why shouldn't you have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So that fits with the same idea of the Tashbat, that they're two separate things. There's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and there's mitzvahs. You could have mitzvahs like you have in the East Bank without Kedusha. Kivush Rabim, that's what their advisor isn't sure about, but he thinks Kivush Rabim has a mitzvahs at Luis Baritz and knowing them in the Torah, but there's not going to be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael because one has nothing to do with the other. So that's the Tashbat and the Radvaz that you could have Mitzvah Luis Boretz without having Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Now, how about the flip side of this? Could you have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael without having Mitzvah Eretz Yisrael? So there is a very interesting Kaptur Aferach. The Kaptur Aferach was one of the later Rishonim. He wrote extensively the Sefers about the different parts of Eretz Yisrael. And he makes an interesting observation. When did Eretz Yisrael get its Kedusha? You know, the Gemara discusses Kedusha Rishonim was in the time of Yeshua. Yeshua conquered the land, and then gave it Kedusha, and then when the land was destroyed by the Churban, by Nebuchadnezzar, the Yidden went into Golas, so Kedusha Rishonah, we hold, became Bottle. And then when they came back to May Ezra, they started again the Kedusha, and then there's a question, okay, then we lost it after the second, by the Romans, did that Kedusha become Bottle? Did it not become Bottle? We paskin that the second Kedusha never became Bottle. So the Kaptur Aferach says, okay, Moshe Avraham Avinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, right? He was buried in Hebron. It wasn't really Eretz Yisrael yet. You know what I mean? So till Yeshua, hundreds of years later, as far as Ruchni is, Avraham Avinu was buried in Japan, meaning that's because he was physically in Eretz Yisrael. it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. There was no Kedusha there. He was just buried in Chutz Laaretz, even though geographically, yes, he was in the land of Eretz Yisrael, but he had no Ruchni. Or how about after Yeshua's Kedusha became Batel? So again, so the Avos are buried like they're buried in Chutz Laaretz, and especially if you hold that there is no Kedusha nowadays, the Kedusha Shni is all Batel. So it means Eretz Yisrael is the same as you might as well live in America, you might as well live in Turkey. You're out of Eretz Yisrael. What difference does it make? So the Katzer Parak says no. Vaday Kedusha Eretz Yisrael had from when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, go around and circle Eretz Yisrael because I'll give you that land. That's when Eretz Yisrael got its Kedusha. And that Kedusha has nothing to do with the Kedusha of Mitzvahs. The Chiva Mitzvahs, that's what we're talking about when Yeshua did it, Ezra did it, we're talking about Mitzvahs, Trumas, Mises. But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, at least in Eretz Yisrael proper, that has nothing to do with the Mitzvahs, with the Kivus, or with the Mitzvahs of Eretz, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael comes because it was given to Avraham Avinu, and that never becomes Batel. So just to summarize, we talked about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Plishtim, at least part of it, is clearly the Mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz are knowing there. And it certainly has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, like the Ramban says, that even though it was, the Plishtim were not B'nai Canaan, but they took the land from Canaan, so it's for all practical purposes, it's still considered the land of Canaan, and mainly it is our land, it has the Mitzvahs Ha'aretz, has Kedusha Eretz, at least whatever that originally belonged to the Zayin Umos, not necessarily all of Eretz Plishtim. We talk a little bit about what this river Shichor is, which many Rishonim say is a Nilus, which would mean that really Eretz Yisrael goes into Africa, into where Nilus is, but many Rishonim say that just can't be. Then we talked about the Kedusha of the East Bank of Eretz Yisrael. It's clear that the Mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz are no Igmina Torah in the East Bank, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has the Kedushas. It might have the Mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't necessarily have the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says, Tmeyo Eretz Achuzaschem, that it's not really Roy for Ashras Ashkina, because it has the mitzvahs, they're two separate things. You could have Kedusha without, and you could have Kedusha without mitzvahs, and you could have mitzvahs without the Kedusha. Every item is an example of mitzvahs, it has mitzvahs are there, but no Kedusha. The Radva says the same thing applies with any Kibush Rabbim that the Yidden conquer. It'll have the mitzvahs at Tluyos Ba'aretz Min HaTorah, but it really, the spiritual element of living in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, you won't have. And we had the Kaftar Beferach, that you can have it the other way around as well, that you have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael from the time that Avraham Avinu walked around Eretz Yisrael. You got its Kedusha. That has nothing to do with mitzvahs. Mitzvahs might not apply till Yeshua came, and that might have become Batel at the time of Nebuchadnezzar and then Ezra. And even if the mitzvahs of Luis Barts are not knowing the Natar of Isman as a, but the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is permanent and always from the time, at least in Eretz Yisrael proper. A good Shabbos. Thank you for coming and listening. Your point of being talking about it, but we can't be
it sounds like a very strange, but
it means, because this, well, they do talk about it. I mean, it's a longer simon in the Sefer. And you'll show up.